The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Joe Coy in the studio on Friday. Frank Caliendo and Dr. Mita tomorrow. And J.R. Brow shortly. Due to phone the program. All gangs here. Nobody had the drummer for Slipknot, who apparently had been sick. Had some sort of debilitating thing. He quit the band in 2013.
It was one of those. I didn't quit. I was fired. No, you quit.
Was it really?
Yeah. There was some bad blood there, apparently.
Got it.
Was on this date in 2011.
He's only 46, by the way, also.
Meatloaf passed out while performing in Pittsburgh due to an asthma attack. He took a 10-minute break and then finished the show.
Meatloaf's great, man.
Yeah. He's kind of done. That's kind of become his thing.
Yeah, passing
falling over on stage.
Surprised he doesn't do that every show.
Yeah.
Wheezing?
About one out of five, I think.
He looks like a wheezer.
Yeah.
He's not in good shape.
No, he's actually not in good health.
Yeah, his body's breaking down.
Recent survey from the nonprofit RAND Corporation found that one of every four teachers was likely to leave their job at the end of the 2020-21 school year. That's compared with one in six before the pandemic.
Tough gig, man.
Yep.
And parents,
I don't blame them.
Tired of the crap.
Parents are douchebags, and there's not a lot of money in it.
Here's one of the reasons I bring this up.
And the administration more or less backs the parents anymore.
One of the reasons I bring this up.
Not necessarily. I've dealt with some people there. But I actually dealt with a couple of guys that are really cool. So you're right. There are some people that probably do that. But I've never been that kind of guy that says, what'd you do? I tell my kid, what'd you do?
Yeah, right. But a lot of parents aren't like that.
I know. I don't get it. Because they grew up in a – we all grew up – and I hate to use that old generation thing, but it was when I got in trouble at school, 95% of the time it was my fault. There might have been a teacher or two that didn't like me.
Yeah, but there are any number of parents whose children can do no wrong.
Oh, I know that.
So it must be the teacher's fault.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think that's more and more prevalent than we were going.
That's a problem.
We were going to school.
How dare you treat my kid like that?
Right.
Well, he's an asshat.
Yeah, but you can't do that, because if you hit him, that's a lawsuit.
Well, you shouldn't be able to hit him.
No, that's a bit extreme.
I mean, I think corporal punishment should have never been legal.
No, I mean, even if you yell at them, they will try to sue.
Well, you can get yelled at, believe me. They get yelled at.
And parents sue.
You can't sue people for yelling. I think it's a money situation, too, a lot of these teachers. But, once again, people are lining up to be teachers.
Are they?
They really are.
So my wife's going to school for that now.
Yeah, a lot of people want to be teachers. Hey, summer's off.
So the reason I brought up the teacher story is this reason. Marketplace.org says that high school English and public speaking teacher. Okay, now if your last name was Norman, what would you name your daughter?
Stormy.
Abby. Abby Norman.
Did she really name her? Did she?
Her name is Abby Norman.
You don't do that. Abby Normal?
Norman.
Yeah, I know that, but that's Igor.
Igor.
Igor, thank you.
So I was amused when I heard this story yesterday.
Abby Norman.
Yeah, her name's Abby Norman, and I just stopped. Wow, the teacher thing, you know, the numbers on the teacher thing, yeah, I can see that, but calling her Abby Norman?
No, that's stupid. That's stupid.
I was amused by that, though.
I like it too, Craig.
But now, she said, Abby Norman, she was a high school English and public speaking teacher, and she was teaching at a charter school that was supposed to be online, and then she was in Georgia, and then all the kids put all the parents put their kids into a online charter school, and she said her class sizes exploded, she couldn't do it anymore, then she went and got a job at a gastro pub, is what they are calling it.
Well, I'm guessing.
A bartender there. And she says she makes more money working 20 hours a week at this pub than she did working full-time as a teacher.
They must be generous tippers.
If it's a gastro pub, yeah. Sounds like a higher-end thing.
I bet you COVID had a lot to do with people. Teachers don't want to teach either, too.
Well, yeah, that was the difference.
Yeah, exactly. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that was the difference.
I forgot about that one, right?
Gastro just doesn't sound appetizing to me.
No.
You want to go to the gastro?
It sounds like gastrointestinal.
Right, exactly. Like you're eating.
Well, it is.
That's everybody walks out farting the whole time. Well, right. It's on the menu. It says gastro.
Let's go to the fart pub.
Let's go to the intestinal pub instead of the gastro pub.
I don't know the actual definition of a gastro pub. Says a hybrid pub bar restaurant.
Here's the problem, though. What she said, she's right about the cash, but the problem with service industry jobs, and they should offer this, is there's no insurance for these people.
Well, she's making more money doing this.
Not good for her, but once again, hopefully somebody in the family has to pay insurance. We know that's a mess.
But thanks to the great resignation, a lot of these workers have finally figured out that their leverage is their services.
I love it.
And these fast food restaurants need people to work for them.
I've seen signs that say we offer insurance.
And I've read a lot of, not just the Burger King in Lincoln.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, just mass quittings in a bunch of fast food places, and good for them.
Yep.
To finally utilize what leverage they have.
I just cut
a... take off.
I just did a commercial for a company that was looking for help with, it was like a resort, like housekeeping.
Okay.
And they were offering 401k, benefits, daily pay.
For housekeeping.
They'd pay you every single day for that day.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, that would not be helpful for me.
You'd have tacos and CDs, right?
But if you could be responsible with the money, that could be helpful.
Yeah,
it would be. They're trying to lure people in with something new, and I'd not seen that.
I'd have to write out one bill a day, though, because if that's just in your pocket. I mean, it's probably not cash. It's probably a check, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would just feel like you always had money. And you wouldn't really have all that money.
Right. Because, everybody, no matter how much money you make, when you get that paycheck, weekly or biweekly or whatever, twice a month, you pay the bills with it right away. Most people should. But if you only get, say you get like $100 a day every day, you're gonna blow that.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to
Because $100 is coming the next day.
You'd have to learn to budget it, but you also wouldn't go to bed hungry very often.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it's a good idea. It's up to the.
I'd go to bed full of steak and lobster.
And then the bill comes up at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah. Bills would be a major issue.
Yeah.
I prefer an envelope full of cash on the dresser.
Every day?
Yeah.
Well, when you sell your body.
Right, at the end of the night.
Is it really full of cash, that envelope?
Yeah.
There's like a 20 in there.
Oh, no. They're
you charge more. Okay.
Generally good tipper.
You got skills. You got skills.
Oh, they want to come back.
Mother in New Zealand named her kids Metallica, Slayer, and Pantera.
Rock and roll, dude.
Sweet.
God. Okay, you got three of those names. Don't worry about what band you like the best. I want to be called Pantera.
Yeah, Metallica's just stupid. You know, that name.
Metallica's middle name is And Justice for All.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I don't want to be called Slayer. That means you're... Although, that's kind of a cool name for a dude. But Pantera...
No, Slayer would be like a good nickname.
Yeah.
Don't name your kids that weird of names.
Metallica, Pantera...
Unless you're a celebrity.
Did you hear that, Push?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying what's your favorite band, because that's not the point. The point
is,
would you rather be called? Mine would be Pantera.
No, I think I'm going with Slayer.
Okay.
Well, Pantera is the only one that contains a real name in it.
Right, and Slayer Puss assumes you're kicking ass, and you're gonna get a lot of fights. Hey, Slayer's here. Let's kick his ass.
Either that, or they just completely back off
until they realize
Slayer.
Yeah, until they realize somebody can kick your ass, any of our asses, and then you're not Slayer anymore.
Doesn't say slayer of what?
You're going to get slayer of cake.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See? I could slay some cake.
Pantera.
Yeah, that kid's a
pussy. You can't do that to those kids, man. You take them. If she likes Metallica, name them James. Name them Lars. You know?
Or maybe get them a T-shirt.
Right. That's even better.
What are they, angling for free tickets? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds like she's just a big pandering. Fan.
Or they're white trash.
She's actually a big fan.
They're totally New Zealand white trash.
Yeah, you can be a big fan.
I like the idea of names after artists. I know a friend of mine was a huge Elvis Costello fan. He named his daughter Allison years ago because of that.
He didn't name Elvis Costello.
No, he didn't. That's what I mean.
Didn't name her Costello.
No.
If that kid grows up to be a pussy, man, Slayer should have been named Matchbox 20.
Slayer. Yeah, you better join a gang. You can't be Slayer the Accountant. Although you might get hired, man. You know?
They're going to have to go by something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll end up giving themselves normal names when they can.
Well, Zoe Bowie did that. Zoe's kid, Zoe Bowie, he changed his name when he got older. He said, that's Dad. I can't be Zoe Bowie.
That's a great name for a kid.
It is.
Well, that is rough for an adult. Anything that rhymes.
Yeah.
The Medical Journal of Stroke and...
Yeah, your kids weren't Paul, Gene, and... Because Gene could be... Gene can be male or female.
Could have gone either way.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear
Paul,
about
Gene,
that.
Ace, then you're...
Well, then I think they would have known, because they're always like, who's the favorite? I'm like, well, which one of you was named Ace?
Did you even think about naming your kids after guys you kiss?
No, my wife didn't like half the name ideas I had anyway. Yeah, she would have hated that. Yeah.
I had no idea there was a Medical Journal of Stroking. We interrupted Craig there.
We never find, somebody always takes that one.
The Medical Journal of Stroke and Cerebrovascular Diseases.
Oh, it's not just stroking, there's more.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, that's a boner killer.
Right.
The cerebral whatever.
Yeah.
Is reporting on an unnamed, quote, 51-year-old right-handed man from Japan who admittedly enjoyed pleasuring himself several times a day. Right after finishing one of these sessions, he experienced what are called thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting.
So this is the Journal of Stroking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it is.
The man rushed himself to the hospital. A subsequent CT scan confirmed that the man had indeed suffered a potentially fatal type of stroke sparked by ruptured blood vessels in the space surrounding his brain.
Due to excessive stroking?
Yeah, prior case studies have reported that sex was the immediate preceding activity before a ruptured aneurysm of up to 15% of patients.
That's good sex, though.
Wait, is he actually having sex, or is he just pleasuring himself?
He was pleasuring himself.
The solo sex.
But one assumes that if he would have actually been having sex, the same things would have happened.
Stroked out even harder.
They say the risk of death by sex-induced stroke can be compounded by taking cocaine or Viagra
in the morning
before the act. The man survived his near-fatal orgasm ordeal.
Near-fatal orgasm, great band name.
Didn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And was released from the hospital within 2 weeks in excellent condition, according to the doctors.
I thought I read a story here recently where a guy had a heart attack while he was... it was the old John Popper thing. Heart attack while masturbating.
Masturbating, right. Well, it happens all... I mean, sex is... You're the height... Your heart's pumping, you're having sex. Masturbating, though. That would be kind of embarrassing, stroking out, masturbating.
It would.
Yeah.
What if this guy's if he masturbates that much and he's in the hospital for 2 weeks, he had to have rubbed it out in the hospital.
So my son and I were at this grocery store back east getting some beer, and the guy behind the counter, I better remember this now, we're talking about this. The guy waiting on us, I hate to stereotype the dude, but he was just really awkward. Let's go with awkward. You can imagine what I mean by that. He just seemed really strange. Mm-hmm. And, unkept, big glasses. Seemed like a nice enough guy. So he cards us, he cards me because you have to be carded no matter what. And all of a sudden, as he's checking us out, he goes, Now, my hand's on my head, so I'm doing that's a visual.
I'm getting a little headache.
He goes, and I look over at Ryder. I'm thinking, this guy, I'm thinking to myself, this guy's going down. I mean, something is, and he just stopped. He goes, oh, sorry, bad headache. All of a sudden, you know, it comes around. I go, yeah, I know how that comes around. I'm thinking, I look at Ryder. I'm trying to keep Ryder from laughing. He's 16. I'm trying to stop yeah. laughing myself. So then he does it again. I'm thinking, holy hell, check me out. But I kept thinking, this dude's going to go down. They're going to run EMTs in here. I'm not going to be able to get my beer.
Yeah.
It was the most awkward thing. That was funny because he obviously didn't go down. But it was just so weird.
That is weird. Yeah. It sounds like he should be on the cart patrol.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want every clerk you deal with on a regular basis to start doing that when they see you come in.
Something they'll know they'll see you come in.
Oh, it's going to happen. Believe me, it's going to happen because people just, I meet all kinds of people that serve me at bars and restaurants and listen to the show, and it's going to happen, Todd. I shouldn't have brought that up.
Hell, we could do that every morning when he walks in the studio.
And I ain't exaggerating on that voice. That's how he's doing it.
That had to be scary for a minute.
It
for
was.
You.
I really thought he was going down. I'm like, oh, this dude's going to die right in front of me, you know.
Or his like scanners and his head was just going to.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, look at a movie. You
you're going to have brain all
How
over
old
you.
Was he?
35, maybe.
Okay. You know?
Yeah. But I don't think you would. I think if you're like most, that's why I said he was awkward. I think if it happens to one of us, you might. You don't make that noise. You kind of go, you turn around, you hold your head, go,
you know, you might not be so audible.
And then he acted like it was no big deal. And he just checked me out. I'm thinking, dude, that was a big deal.
Are you okay?
It's over now. Thanks moving on.
Yeah. Actually, the so it was like, I do this all the time.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he thinks that happens to everybody.
Yeah, that was it. And I agreed with him because I just wanted my beer.
Well, yeah. So you don't want to be like, dude, you should get that checked out.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Walmart employees attending college will be getting some financial help. That's when Walmart will start next month. Walmart will start covering 100% of tuition costs.
Walmart never sent me to college. God damn it.
Books will also be paid for when the program starts in the middle of August.
You have to keep stay employed there, right? Obviously, you do that.
Yeah, they're not going to pay for college for everyone.
No, I know that, but they should still pay their employees more because a lot of those people are still subsidized by food stamps.
They are, and that is also, you remember last week or sometime, they said that they were going to be doing that as well.
Yeah.
Books are also going to be paid for. Employees will no longer have to pay this $1 a day fee if they're part of this education program. That means approximately 1.5 million part-time and full-time Walmart and Sam's Club's associates in the U.S. will be able to earn college degrees or learn trade skills without getting any more college debt.
So you can So you can quit Walmart.
Yeah. Because at that point,
so you can either quit Walmart or move up in their company.
Be in management, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you certainly won't be able to relate to the customers once you get an education. You two are in different planes.
That guy, every time he has to take a test.
I suppose you got to show up for class if they give you the free college.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sticking point.
I'm out.
Yeah. Jared Brown sleeping.
That's my guess.
We know him.
Yeah.
Know him.
I texted him and called him and I got nothing. Okay, but
when he called, we're free the rest of the show.
Yeah, we're free the rest of the morning when he does decide to
we'll
wake
give him
up.
A little crap. He likes to party. Hard.
Does he?
Hard.
Wasn't him and Kjell Bjorgen that came in and spoke into the microphones backwards?
And yes. Kjell spoke in the microphone backwards.
They were still drunk.
In their defense, yeah.
They weren't hungover. They were still drunk at 7:30 in the morning.
In their defense, that's 10 years ago. Because I was old studio.
Yeah, maybe 12 or 50. Yeah. Todd, they weren't still drunk. They were actively still drinking.
That's right.
Oh, that's okay.
Like JR brought a bottle of wine with him, I think, or something. He was still
drinking. Kjell had the microphone turned around, right? But that's 10, 12 years ago at least.
Yeah. It's offensive to my face.
That's what Kjell said.
Yeah. That's offensive to my face.
I got a friend
in. You have to assume that was like 10 straight hours of drinking. I doubt they let up.
No.
Oh, there's no way.
Oh, they went all night and then just rolled in here, and it was fun for 10 minutes so. And then they stuck around for another hour and a half.
JR's eyes were gone, man. They
That's the case
gone.
Where if they would have stopped drinking at 3 a.m.,
they never made the show.
They would have just fell down.
Right.
So they kept drinking in order to make it to the show.
Once again, give them a benefit of the doubt. That was 10, 15 years ago. Yeah.
Pat on the email thinks that guy that waited on you there was a goat boy. it's totally
it was ball. Similar, but he didn't go, yeah, into him. He just went,
there you go, boys.
Jim Brewer will be here in town this
fall. Yes, he will.
If you get with a goat boy, that's technically not bestiality.
Right. It's still a boy, though.
Yeah.
That's probably not. How about a goat adult?
It's a human.
Right.
And Half Baked was on cable last night. I was watching a little bit of it.
I love that movie.
45% of smartphone users say they check their devices 11 to 50 times a day.
At least.
12% say it's 51 or more times a day.
Now, once again.
23% said, too much to count.
That first one's a pretty wide window. I can't narrow that down.
Well, my phone's sitting in front of me at work right now, so I take care of those first 11 within the first couple hours.
Yeah, how many times do you look at your phone?
14.
A lot.
No.
Too much.
It's more than that.
Too much.
I don't know.
Of course. It's a pretty big window.
I don't
because we don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I check it as much as most people. I can put my phone away for a while and not care.
The problem with my phone is, and I'm with you, I'll try to go put I put it in my bedroom to charge it up, and I sit out in the kitchen, in the living room, and try not and watch regular TV so I'm not looking at it the whole time. But in my defense, I'm looking at it a lot for stuff for the show. And that's what sucks because I scroll too much. But mainly it's stuff I find for the show. But it's just too much. My brain just, I go,
Yeah.
Well, and at some point.
After a while, Facebook, I go,
Yeah, you're just seeing thousands of thoughts.
You're seeing the same thing.
You're seeing the same thing.
You are.
That's
why I try to put it away.
And then you realize that you're just wasting time.
Right. Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
But you got to be conscious of that. And sometimes you're not.
Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you are.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times lately I've logged onto Twitter and looked at it and just been like, what is this?
I know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.